Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Lee. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Don Lee. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Leo Posada. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Gino Cimoli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Norm Bez. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Norm Bez. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Allen, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada moves to second. Gino Cimolai is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimolai hits a line drive into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Posada moves to third. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Posada scores. Causey moves to third. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimolai. Green reaches second base with a double. Lee moves to third. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cimolai. Power reaches second base with a double. Lee scores. Green scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. Power moves to third. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Askew for a passed ball. Power scores. It's 4-1, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Posada takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilovir Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Als is 0 for 1 in the game. Vir Als hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 0 for 1 in the game. Cimoli hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Askew reaches second base with a double. Cimoli moves to third. Norm Baz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baz strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 4, Athletics, 4. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Greco moves to third. Joe Bonikowski now pitching. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. Seaburn is walked intentionally. Lump moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bonikowski moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power bunts towards the mound. Baz fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonikowski moves to third. Green moves to second. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Diego Segui now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonikowski scores. Green scores. Killebrew moves to second. It's 6-4, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Cimoli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonikowski covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-2 in the game. Virals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-2 in the game. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonikowski hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Askew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Green takes first base on ball 4. Bonikowski moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Power takes first base on ball 4. Bonikowski moves to third. Green moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Posada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Diego Segui. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Gordy Windhorn pinch runs for Gene Stevens. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Windhorn moves to second. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Windhorn moves to third. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Posada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Jose Tardabul now playing center field. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty bunts towards the mound. Pfister fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 3 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simile. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Allison scores. Verhals goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Twins. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonikowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonikowski covering, for the out. One out. Gino Simile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simile is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simile strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Twins will come to bat. Manny Jimenez now playing left field. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Power. The throw from Askew and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle now playing center field. Lenny Green now playing left field. Ed Charles pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hauser moves to third. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Hauser scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Twins. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Athletics 5. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Osinski now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Osinski fields it and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to second. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 4 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allison moves to third. Two outs. Zoilovir Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allison scores. It's 9-5, Twins. Zoilovir Alce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vir Alce is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Vir Alce takes first base on ball 4. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Vir Alce moves to second. Joe Bonikowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonikowski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bonikowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Bonikowski covering, for the out. One out. Gino Cimoli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cimoli is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cimoli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vir Alce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Askew hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 9, and Kansas City Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.